May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I was trying to figure out how the best way I could do this would be, and I couldn't. But what I want to do is imagine, if you would, because we've all seen it lately, a little banner down here, red square, that says, "Breaking News." One of my pet peeves is, how long does news remain breaking? Breaking news, God is love. Sort of like, there's a hurricane coming. We've heard it, we know it, but for some reason we need something to draw special attention to it. I believe we are a group of people who have no doubt experienced God's love. We are a people who, through one another, through the actions of this community, through the actions of individuals in it, are assured that God loves them. That God loves them no matter what. That God loves them no matter how hard they try to be unloved. That God is love, and He is in the midst of us. Paul, in his epistle to the Romans this morning, says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." In the midst of everything we face, in the midst of a world that seems less than stable, when you have hurricanes, when you have doubts, when you have world leaders who are rattling sabers, it's important for us to remember that if we love, we are fulfilling the law of God. And I'm not talking about some sort of sicky, sweet, sentimentality type love, but I'm talking about love that has legs, love that has action, love that has hands and feet reaching out to a community that needs the love that we have experienced. They need to know that no matter how many doubts they may have, no matter how uncertain they may be, that God is there with them. There are going to be a lot of people who need that kind of love over the next weeks. St. Paul's has responded mightily to the call for financial aid to help those affected by the hurricane in Texas and Louisiana. And we will no doubt be asked again to respond to the needs of the people throughout the Caribbean, in Florida, and in our own state. But I think we're up to it. I think we're up to it because I know that deep down inside we know that we can't just say we love you, but we've got to show it. We are a people who reach out in love and concern for others every day of our lives. It becomes a bit more difficult when we have to do that broader and broader and broader, reaching out further and further. But we're called to do no less. To reach out to those people that we don't know, to reach out to those people that we will never know, but to reach out and touch so that they know that God loves them. In this morning's gospel, Jesus reminds us that no matter whenever two or three are gathered together in His name, He'll be here. guess what? We've got more than that. And he's here among us this morning. But just as he is here, he is with those who are facing the winds and the waves of the impending storm. He's in the hearts and minds of those who are poised, ready to go and to serve. He is here with us as we prepare to give in whatever way we can to help people know, not just words, but action. We are a people who are continually blessed. We are blessed beyond measure. It is our calling. It is our responsibility. It is who we are to fulfill the law of God. And the breaking news, yet again, it's love. Remember that. Finally, let me remind you that in the Old Testament lesson, we hear about the people of Israel eating that Passover meal, and God reminds them to have their loins girded and sandals on their feet to be ready to go. We are a people who are called to be here in the presence of God, to be here with his son Jesus, but not to stay here. To be ready when we are fed with the meal that we are about to receive. To have our loins girded and our sandals on so that we too can go. Go out into the world rejoicing in the power of God. Going out into the world to serve and to give. To share the love of God that we have received through Christ Jesus. We are the love of God personified. The world sees it and knows it in us. Thanks be to God, we're ready. So put on those sandals and get ready to go. Amen.